there are very complex, and this is a good way to start to giving us food for thought, reflecting the discussions that we've had so far. Just a few preliminary remarks on some points of this paper. Paragraphs 3 and 4, we like the way you bring together compliance and verification, and also the mention of a mix of means of verification or measures. This is what we think we should aim towards, a mix of different types of measures. And also, there's a reference that this is without prejudice to the legal nature of the final constellation of these measures. We do believe that this mix should be a mix of both legally binding and non-legally binding measures. So we like the way this is drafted. We're not sure what it is meant in paragraph 5 on potential measures that should not be a priori validated or excluded. So maybe if you can clarify this, because it's not very clear to us. Paragraph 6, we also agree that we should focus on certain provisions of the convention, not the entirety of the convention. Not all articles need to be verified. And also, it is important to keep a distinction between negative and positive obligations. And a negative obligation not to develop biological weapons, that's very clear. I mean, a state should not do anything. But if a state has to prevent others from developing biological weapons within its territory, then there are measures that need to be taken to make sure that, for instance, that biolabs are safe and secure. So measures will need to be distinct and different according to the obligations that we want to comply by. Paragraph 7, measures should be developed based on a common understanding of the current biothreat landscape, taking into consideration the view of experts. Now, this brings to mind that we're working on establishing an SNT mechanism, which is something that we said several times, that I think that this mechanism could play a role in helping us understand from a technical and scientific point of view how best to implement compliance and verification measures. Paragraph 9, there's a reference to the work done by Verex and the ad hoc group. Let me just clarify something that concerning the statement I made the other day. Perhaps there was some misunderstanding there when I said that we should have a fresh, we should look at this issue with a fresh pair of eyes and a new approach. And what I meant was that we shouldn't go back to what the ad hoc tried to achieve, namely a legally binding protocol, and that approach did not work, and we should move forward and try and think something new and and creative and more effective. But if there are parts, certain aspects of the work that was done, especially by Verex, that could be picked up again and examined, that of course we're not against it. But again, we did a completely different framework, a completely different approach, which is why we share the view when you mentioned here, without resuming negotiations on text, on reports. That was done, it didn't work, we have to move on. But if we can salvage something from that work, of course, why not? Paragraph 10, confidence building measures. We think that we agreed that they could be complementary to it, to an overall compliance and verification regime. And I think that the idea of making CBMs mandatory, I think, is a very simple one. And I think that we could all very easily agree on this. So I think this is something that should be certainly part of a broader package. Paragraph 13, SNT and ICA mechanism. I mentioned that we could need the help of the SNT mechanism to understand these issues from a scientific and technical point of view, but also the ICA mechanism could play a role in the implementation, in the compliance, and in the implementation of the convention. Of course, also when it comes to certain key provisions, I mentioned earlier the positive obligation of states parties not to to stop any actor from developing biological weapons within its territory. Then in this case, it's a matter of capabilities. And ICA is about that, in enhancing states' capabilities to face these threats. So the ICA mechanism could play also a role in this. So these are just preliminary observations, and we, you know, we stand ready to work with you to make them more and more operational as we continue our discussions. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other delegations? Germany, please.
Thank you.